Good afternoon. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. More than doubling the size of boathouses and allowing them 35 feet from lakes greater than 500 acres will be recommended by the Vilas County Zoning Committee after a public hearing Thursday. That hearing saw opposition from a number of municipalities and was different than recommendations from county zoning staff. Builder Glenn Schiffman petitioned to allow boathouses 720 square feet in size, up from the 300 square feet, with a maximum width of 24 feet, up from 15 feet on a lot with at least 150 feet of frontage. Opposition came from a number of towns, including Washington, Plum Lake, Presque Isle, and Land O'Lakes. Manitowish Waters is okay with it on lakes 500 acres or more. The Vilas County Lakes and Rivers Association provided a letter in opposition. Vilas County Zoning Administrator Dawn Schmidt indicated her staff suggested changes for committee consideration, including a minimum lake size of 800 acres, maximum square footage of 600 square feet, and maximum width of 20 feet on lots with at least 200 feet of frontage, all of which the committee rejected. Other committee approvals were for flat roofs, none on slopes greater than 20%, could not be attached to any other structure, and cannot be built if no primary home exists on the lot. The committee is expected to complete a resolution for county board action in January. The Hodag Schools Foundation just received another substantial contribution to the proposed dome structure at Rhinelander High School. A donor said it could be a community game changer. People's State Bank in Rhinelander donated $100,000 toward the Hodag Athletic Multipurpose Complex. People's Bank Assistant Vice President Brandon Caraba talks about the donation.
It's just an amazing opportunity. We pride ourselves on being able to give back to any community that we're in. I mean, after all, we're a community bank, and they support us, and we want to support them as much as we can. And there's a lot of good things that are going on in Rhinelander, and this is just one of those that it's just can be a game changer for a lot of things.
The dome will fit a full-size football or soccer field or two softball games at the same time. Superintendent Kelly Jacoby said they're pretty far along in the process. She says a meeting to review the final plans is set for early January before the project goes to bid. In 2018, local physician Lee Swank pledged $500,000 toward the dome. The Hodag Schools Foundation added another $700,000. The school's allocation allowed the district to spend up to $6.9 million. The Hodag Schools Foundation is a nonprofit working to provide financial support to the school district of Rhinelander. An initiative to get more backlog sexual assault cases cleared up led to a jury conviction Wednesday of a Minocqua man for sexual assault of a person under age 13. Attorney General Josh Call announced that a jury in Oneida County found Brandon A. Darnick guilty of an assault that occurred in 2013. The victim's sexual assault kit was tested as part of the Wisconsin Sexual Assault Kit Initiative in 2018. Call's office said the conviction was the result of a joint effort by witnesses and several different agencies. A sentencing hearing will take place in March. The crime carries a potential maximum sentence of 40 years in prison. And Wisconsin's Assembly Speaker says it's about time Governor Evers switched his focus from gun control to mental health. Robin Voss says the governor is right to look at what can be done to reduce gun deaths among people with mental health challenges. Evers says lawmakers need to help young people struggling with such issues in school. His comments came after several incidents involving weapons at Wisconsin schools. Voss and other Republican leaders have said mental health reforms, not more gun control laws, are the answer to Wisconsin's problem with gun violence. The weather forecast for the rest of the afternoon: look for skies to be partly sunny with temperatures falling to about 18 by dark. For tonight, chance of flurries late, cloudy, low 13. Saturday, cloudy, high near 30 degrees. And then Sunday, a slight chance of freezing drizzle in the morning, cloudy with a high near 35. Snow likely on Monday. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Crossroads Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.